business next on the Michigan Business Network. I'm going to wrap up my conversation with tech expert Linda Deschamps, the executive director of the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan. Linda, one of my favorite tech columnists over the years was a guy named Walter Mossberg. He worked a long time with the Wall Street Journal, and then went and launched his own company and did a lot of podcasts and stuff like that. And he was famous for his columns that, at least, and this was pretty revolutionary when he started back in the 1990s, he really tried to write about tech for ordinary people rather than for people in the tech business. And back in 1991, in his first column, he wrote that personal computers are just too hard to use and it isn't your fault. Now, since then, of course, a lot of time has passed, and he's written about the fact that the interfaces, the design revolution in consumer tech, they've really worked very hard to make all kinds of tech devices easier to use. What is your assessment? You've been in the tech industry a long time. Do you think we're kind of moving along on the right path?
Well, we absolutely are. I mean, you know, particularly since the iPhone and all of the evolutions that have sprung from that, the user experience has become a primary driving force in the development of new apps and new websites and all of that. And there literally now are, you know, official positions where people specialize in the user experience, and there's a lot more studies on the user experience and how people need to and want to utilize the technology and the software that's on the hardware, and, you know, how all of these things should be designed for the ultimate convenience. I think probably when Mr. Mossberg started this, that probably was not the case.
Well, Linda, early in my public relations career, I did some website design for the Small Business Association of Michigan, and it didn't take long for design sophistication to outstrip my modest skills. We really had to outsource that to people who really knew what they're doing. But I did do it long enough to understand the challenges in making, for example, website interfaces understandable to ordinary people, and how important it is to get out there and, once you put a design together, really test it on the users. And I was struck many times by the way that, for example, error messages were designed by techies. You would say, if you, I think of an example from 15 years ago, if you accidentally entered the wrong value for a date, the error message would come back and it would say null value A:// which, if you're a techie, understood that what that meant. But for an ordinary user, it was like, what? What the heck is that?
You're absolutely right. I can remember similar kinds of things in early Excel programs. You're absolutely right. I mean, it's as the software has continued to evolve, they've understood that they need to design the messaging, the layout, the usability for the benefit of the actual person who's going to use it, not the person who's designing it.
Well, Linda, where do you see us going in the near-term future? Do you think that the tech industry has learned its lesson? They're going to continue to improve usability design for the customers?
Oh, I absolutely do. I think it's going to be something that is very much a focus both on the software and the hardware side. I mean, think about it in terms of, you know, Apple and the iPhone and even the Macs and all of that. That was something that Steve Jobs was extremely focused on, was design and ease of usability. I think probably there has been a bit less attention to that since his passing, which is a shame. But I think it's something that he caused people in the industry to have to learn that lesson, that this is something that you're going to have to pay a great deal of attention to. And I think going forward, particularly with today's millennials who are coming into the industry having that expectation, you know, they don't accept anything less than this has to be convenient for me. Whereas those of us who've been around longer, we're used to having to figure things out. The millennials don't do that. They expect it to work. They expect it to be convenient. They expect it to meet their needs. And if it doesn't, they're going to trash you everywhere. So I do think that that is definitely something that we will see be continuing to be a very high priority and continue to make additional gains.
Well, that's an excellent observation. And I think it highlights the fact that consumers of technology nowadays, they're kind of taking to heart that aphorism attributed to Walter Mossberg, that computers are too hard to use, it's not your fault. People will not accept the vendor or the purveyor of the technology saying, well, you're too dumb to figure this out, you know, read the instruction book and do it and follow the directions. Instead, they say, I'm not gonna do this. I'm gonna go to a different product that is easy to use. I'm going to ignore your product.
Absolutely. I mean, think about it. Every time you compare software that you want to purchase for some particular purpose, you usually are going to look at several different options and look at some of their screenshots and read some reviews and all of that to figure out which is going to be the easiest and most effective one for you to use. And that's going to continue. And frankly, from a business standpoint, that is something that is going to have to be a high priority going forward.
My guest today has been Linda Deschamps, the Executive Director of the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan. Well, that wraps up today's edition of Business Next. If you like this show, please remember there's an archive of previous programs that you can listen to anytime at your convenience over your PC or mobile device. Also, you can follow me on Twitter, M.W. Rogers, that's M.W.R.O.G.E.R.S. on Twitter. I'm looking forward to sharing great business growth tips and advice next time on Business Next.